Dublin's Metrolink, which was finally given the go-ahead last month, is facing a legal challenge. It comes from a group of residents in Ranelagh who have applied for a judicial review of the multi-billion euro project. The extension of the capital's rail system was first announced 25 years ago. The proposed line will run from Swords in the north to Charlemont in the south, much of it underground. Olivia Kelly, the Irish Times Dublin editor, has been following this story. Olivia, I think it's fair to say that when on board the Planola cleared the way for Metrolink, everybody involved with the project hoped that it wouldn't face any legal challenges, but a challenge has been lodged.
Yeah, I'd say while everyone hoped that it was, a bit of a Hail Mary pass, if you know what I mean, I think most people thought that there would have been a challenge with a project this big. It's very rare that they aren't challenged in the courts. That's just the way our planning system seems to work. Yesterday was the deadline, so people might have thought, oh, maybe we're home and dry now. But no, a last minute challenge came in yesterday.
So this challenge relates to plans in and around the Charlemont stop. Can you remind us what's being proposed in that particular area?
Well, this would have been during the planning hearing that was held on this. This would have been the most contentious issue, I'd say, or the one that took up most of the time in the planning hearing. This stop is the final stop on the line, and it's just if anyone knows where the Green Lewis Line Charlemont stop is, it's just next to that. It's just slightly north of Ranelagh. And there were lots of issues with people concerned, largely about the effect on their property if the station, if a terminus was put here. And those are largely the people who are part of this challenge of 20 people who are taking the legal case against the Commission's decision to grant permission.
This is a massive project. Now that a legal challenge has been filed, what are the likely next steps?
Well, it's a judicial review. It'll be heard in the courts. The Transport Infrastructure Ireland, who's the state body who's sort of overseeing the development of the line, they haven't said anything yet today. They haven't responded to queries yet on this. But they have previously said that they intend to keep on their process, their timelines, incorporating the possibility of a legal challenge. So they had said they would still be, seeking bids on this, developing their business case. They still have to go back to the government and get the final permission to go ahead with the line. So they'd be seeking tenders, indicative tenders, so they could tell the government how much they think this thing will finally cost, develop a business case, put that to the government. The government will say whether they think they can afford it, and it's only then that the project would actually go into the getting actual tenders and selecting a company to build. So I think previously they had said their plan was to carry on with that process. So I presume that will run in tandem with whatever legal process is going to ensue now.
Olivia, thank you very much. Olivia Kelly there, who's the Irish Times Dublin editor.